The next speaker is Mike Hamlin, Chairman of the Black Workers Congress.
I'd like to thank the Guardian on behalf of the Black Workers Congress for offering us this opportunity to present our views on the question of what road to building the new Communist Party to all of you. Black Workers Congress thinks that there's fertile ground for communist activity in this country at this particular time. Black Workers Congress thinks that there's fertile ground for communist activity in this country at this time. Thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of workers, youth, students, and women have demonstrated their desire for revolutionary change in the United States. In 1970, for example, more than 5,600 strikes took place and reaching a 10-year high. Over 400,000 auto and 500,000 railroad workers took part in these strikes. Over the past 10 or 12 years, we have seen the development of myriad movements, especially among black and other third world people. These movements developed independently of what was then calling itself the Communist Party. I'm speaking of movements of the type like the one around Malcolm X, SNCC in its later years. The Black Panther Party, the RNA, the League of Revolutionary Black Workers, the Pan-Africanist Movement of today, the Young Lords Party, etc., etc. These movements were not anti-communist, but considerably anti-Communist Party USA. This is in part due to the line and policies of the Communist Party, especially the question of peaceful transition to socialism. You couldn't tell the line of peaceful transition to the mass of conscious workers and youth in this country in the 60s, and you're not going to be able to tell it to them in the 70s. Also during the 50s, the bourgeoisie was able to completely sever or separate the communist movement and the whole history of working class struggle in this country from the present day struggle of the masses. We began the 70s with a proliferation of new communist organizations, some multinational and others national in form. It becomes our task then to build a new Communist Party of the U.S. and merge the communist movement with the labor movement and the various national movements of oppressed nations and nationalities. In this period, we are presented with a number of roads to building this party, and we shall try to answer that one for the Black Workers Congress and hopefully for some of you here tonight. To begin with, let me just run down some roads that we're not going to take to build a party. We're not going to take the road of building a party of armchair intellectuals in isolation from the mass struggle. We're not going to take the road of basing the party on solely students, lumpens, or any other unstable elements of the population, but rather on the industrial proletariat. We're not going to help build a party composed of factions, or one which tolerates opportunism in organizational questions, or one that engages in all struggle and no unity, or vice versa. And we're definitely not going to help build a party of the whole people, one that negates the concept of the dictatorship of the proletariat and bases itself on the peaceful evolutionary road to socialism. I could go on and on, but if you want to build a party along these lines, we say right on. You can build in your way, and we will build in ours, and we'll let history and the masses decide which road is correct. For ourselves, we're taking a road and tradition of Marx, Engels, Lenin, Stalin, and Mao Zedong. What road is that, you ask? That is a road that says the party should be based deep within the industrial proletariat as the main leading force for revolutionary struggle. It is a road that says the party must make every factory, transportation service, and communication facility a fortress. is a road that says the party must have the factory unit as the predominant form, a more basic form, most basic form of its organization, rather than a party which is based on bourgeois parliamentary districts or geographical units. It is the road to revolution, we think. The communist movement is over 100 years old. The basic principles of Marxism-Leninism on organizational questions have been laid down long before us. Our task as a new generation of communists is not to revise or recreate any new theories on the questions of the party, but to synthesize and develop further that which has already been proven correct by history and the great teachers and leaders of the past and present. What are these principles? Number one, the party is the most class-conscious sector of the working class. The party constitutes the leadership composed of the best, most conscious, most active, least cowardly, and most courageous elements of the proletariat. The leading elements of any class is a part of that class, closely bound up with it, not a sect separated from the class. Many of the mass movements and workers' struggle were not completed and developed to the end because there was no conscious leadership of those struggles. There was no party. The party is therefore necessary for final victory, but not necessarily prerequisite for organizing together the most advanced, most revolutionary section of the proletariat in order to lead the working class in revolutionary class struggle. Number two, the party's lifeblood is democratic centralism. Democratic centralism's most rigid centralization, firm unity, and collective political leadership, together with far-reaching activity and independence of the lower party organizations in all normal times. All the leading bodies are elected by the membership. Discussions of all problems by the membership is permitted within the frameworks of principles and decisions. After the questions have been decided by the various leading bodies, all decisions must be carried out in a disciplined manner. Faction or unprincipled struggle is never tolerated. Lower bodies are subordinate to higher ones, and the whole organization is subordinate to the central committee. Number three, the party's organization and unit must ensure contact with the masses. Only those who are active in the party's organization can be members of the party. This principle will ensure the party from becoming a debating club and prevent the passive, the cowardly, and the opportunist elements from worming their way into the organization. Number four, the party is the highest form of class organization. Proletariat has many organizations such as trade unions, cultural groups, and sports associations which represent the particular interests of its various sectors. The Communist Party, however, if it is a genuine one, represents the entire interests of the working class. And even though it helps build organizations and movements around various other progressive strata, it must never lose sight of the fact that it is primarily the working class it represents. And the working class has interests apart from those of all other classes and strata. However, mass organizations are important too. Communist leadership in the mass organization must be secured by the conviction and winning the confidences of these masses and not by compulsion, manipulation, or commandism. Five, the necessity of combining legal with illegal methods of work. History is full of examples of victories and defeated revolutionary movements. It also shows how as the class struggles become sharper, and sharper, the measures which the bourgeois state used against the revolutionary movement and revolutionary organizations also intensified. Under these dynamics, violence is inevitable. Revision is to the contrary. As capitalism decays more and more, the legal possibilities of political activity shrink. That is why Lenin said that the party during so-called peaceful periods cannot limit its activities to the legal framework of the state, because that would be the abandonment of the organization of the revolution, or work also under or legalism. On the other hand, the role of the party under such conditions is to carry on its work also among the masses, because not to do so would lead us to the opposite era of sectarianism. The main task of the party for the transition to illegal work is the firm organizational link with the masses of the proletariat through politically active factor cells, strong connections of the party, and this is a quote, with the working class mass organization through well-functioning cadres and creation of specific forms of mass work, such as unemployed councils, strike committees, and above all, the application of proletarian anti-imperialist united front from below. These Bolshevik principles of organization are time-tested. Does not mean that we must build new Communist Party in accordance with one scheme for all periods and situations. Any party must be flexible and adaptable. The main thing is that we must be clear politically, avoiding the evils of opportunism, revisionism, Trotskyism, and sectarianism, and adjust our organizational forms and methods of work to our political tasks. Without a good policy, we cannot have a powerful organization, and without an active party, we cannot have any concrete carrying out of our political line in practice. This dialectical relationship between policy and organization must be constantly taken into consideration, or otherwise another generation will be lost to communist struggle. This brings me to the key part of our presentation. What is the role of the Black Workers' Congress and why a national form of communist organization? We know many of our friends, and especially dogmatists on the left in this country, like to refer to us in formation like ours as the Bar. Well, we got news for you. We are not the Bar, and we do not wish to speak for all Jewish workers. We recognize that the proletariat in the United States is multinational, and that we must have and need very desperately a communist party that reflects multinational reality. We are convinced that when such a party comes into being, some of our membership will be a part of it. We think, however, that it cannot be formed by proclamation, and it will be built out of the efforts of sincere and dedicated organizations and individuals who will prove themselves in theory and practice by participating in the building, the people's movement, the spreading of Marxist-Leninist ideas among the masses. Marxism-Leninism has not been taken into the working class movement in this country, and the task of doing that is going to be a very difficult one. Among blacks, the task is going to be complicated by the history of racism and national chauvinism, the past practice of people who call themselves communists, the lack of highly trained, well-developed Marxist-Leninists among blacks, and the role of the black petty bourgeoisie. Cadvin, the BWC, if asked the question, do you understand that the only solution to the problems of blacks in the United States is a proletarian revolution led by a multinational communist party, to every man and woman would answer yes. If asked why are you then not a multinational form, they would tell you that no communist party exists in this country, and it must be built out of the struggles of people, and what comes into being, if it is to be genuine, it must have some blacks in it, who are highly developed theoretically and strongly rooted in the black working masses. We think that our organization can and will in part fulfill that need. We do not quarrel with multinational forms at this time. In fact, we feel that it is absolutely essential that black communists like Don Wright and Sherman Miller join organizations like the Revolutionary Union and October League and participate in the leadership of those organizations as they struggle toward the party. We believe, however, that if all black Marxist-Leninists were to join multinational organizations at this time, the reactionary and petty bourgeois elements in the black communities would be able to consolidate their influence among the black masses, which would hold back the communist movement that much more. We would like to be able to bring thousands of black workers and revolutionaries into the Communist Party when it is formed, rather than enter into it as a small group isolated from the black community. We see our main task in this period as building stable leadership at all levels of the black struggle by building and strengthening mass anti-imperialist and working class organizations. Only by this means can we bring the black people's struggle at present at a low ebb forward step by step, and finally together with the whole workers' movement, and together lead the new revolutionary high tide, which will certainly come. Sum up, to build a new Communist Party as a genuine Marxist-Leninist organization, this party must be a Leninist party, a party that will be capable of fulfilling its role as the advanced detachment and highest form of class organization of U.S. proletariat, a party with a great historical mission, whenever it comes into being, in whatever form it may appear, it must fulfill the following conditions. One, ideologically, It must be armed with the theory of Marxism-Leninism and free from sectarianism, opportunism, Trotskyism, and modern revisionism. 2. Politically, it must have a correct program which includes correct answers to the national question, United Front, the woman question, and a thorough understanding of the strategy and tactics of U.S. Revolution. Masters the main form of struggle as well as other forms of struggle. Is capable of establishing a united front of all genuinely anti-imperialist elements, and is deeply based among industrial proletariat and oppressed nations and nationalities. Organizationally, 3. It must be strong and must consist of the most trusted, experienced, and most skilled party members who set an example in the implementation of their work. The task of building a new Marxist-Leninist party like the one we've been talking about tonight is an arduous and protracted task and full of danger, and consequently it must be carried out courageously, perseveringly, carefully, patiently, and persistently. We of the Black Workers' Congress are committed to this task of building such a party, to struggle with our fellow comrades in different organizations and sectors of the movement, to reach a unanimity of will with regard to the mistakes made by the party of the past, as well as concerning the road that must be taken in the future. Thank you.